Thought we'd kick things off this morning by kind of chatting about when you first thought of using performance as a way to explore mental health and as a way to explore kind of that side of being.
Mm-hmm. I think I was probably doing it first before I even thought about it. As a young person, I was involved with a few dance groups in my youth. So I used to dance, and the group would use this medium to express an issue, whether it was, you know, equality of men and women or some form of social justice. So I was actually doing it as a young person before I realized how strongly this was connected to mental health.
Wow. Why do you think performance is such an effective way to explore mental health?
Mental health, I think part of the solution is just expression. So being able to talk to people and feeling connected, right? So the arts is a form of expression. So if we're feeling stuff, we're feeling all the feels, we need to be able to get it out somehow. So if it's dance or poetry or music, we're letting things out. It's getting it out of the body. It's similar to breath work. Like, you want to get rid of emotions you don't want, you breathe. So for that reason, I think art is important.
Mm.
And then the other reason is connecting with other people, sharing a story that they can then connect with.
Mm, absolutely. I think it gives people a good mask to hide behind sometimes as well. It gives them kind of this alter ego,
right,
to hide themselves, yeah, behind, but then be able to express and let go and,
right,
and let it all go. That's why I like, yeah, performance as a way of expressing anything. I feel like life is such a performance these days. Now, in a lot of the work that you do, in some of the workshops you do, you reference kind of mental hygiene and, mm-hmm, emotional cleanliness.
Yeah.
What exactly would you describe a mental hygiene as?
Yeah, so I guess that came up as I continued to reflect on the idea of the collective consciousness. So when I think that, you know, potentially we exist in a mental ecology, same as a, you know, environmental ecology. So the thoughts that we all have add to a mental atmosphere that we're all inhabiting. So we're all kind of in a pool, and if people are peeing in the pool, then we're all going to feel it. So mental hygiene is the idea that your thoughts are actually adding to the collective consciousness.
Okay.
They're not hidden from the rest of the universe. They're not hidden from, least of all, your own life. So the thoughts we carry are influencing our life at the very least, and then the rest of the world at large. So it's really important to take note of how we're thinking, what we're thinking, and what energies we're releasing out there.
Can't put dirty energy out there.
Right.
Can't, yeah, put gross energy out there. And then is that where, like, emotional cleanliness comes, yeah, as well, is really, yeah, keeping check of that sort of...
Totally. So,
wow,
emotional cleanliness, you know, when your room is clean and tidy, you're more effective when you want to create stuff.
Yeah.
So if your feelings are clean and tidy, and you're not gossipy, and you're not backbitey, and you're not, like, resentful towards other people, you're more likely to come to better conclusions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You travel the country talking, yeah, about this stuff. You travel the country with workshops and performances. What are you seeing as kind of the biggest barrier people are having with their mental health these days?
One is still the taboo, the fact that it's still not okay to just not be okay.
Mm.
So I try and bring that up a lot and to let people know that it totally is okay to not be okay. And especially when we consider the state of the world. So the more connected we are to the world and our surroundings, the more likely we are to feel the collective energy of what trauma the world is actually going through. So that's obviously going to, you know, influence our mental health.
Mm.
So if we think about that, then we realize, yeah, well, it makes sense that we're feeling all of these things that we're feeling because the world is in a state of trauma.
Mm, absolutely. Read the news for 5 minutes.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every day it seems like there's something new that, yeah, you didn't think it could get any worse.
Exactly.
And it does. And I guess then that's a big part of your philosophy as well, is that once we have ourselves in check and once we have our own self kind of in a good place, then we can be kind of agents for social,
right,
change.
Exactly.
And we can be kind of agents to help the world.
That's it.
When do you think people reach that point? Are they kind of a point A, point B, or are they something that run alongside each other?
Definitely something that runs along. It never ends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a process, and you just got to, the more work we do on ourselves, the more capable we are of being of assistance to others. So I don't think there ever is a point where you can say, cool, I've done all of the work. Now I can, you know, be committed to just external work.
Yeah.
It's hand in hand. So the deeper we cut these grooves within ourselves, the more we're actually able to serve others.
It's just as ridiculous to say I've solved the world,
right,
as it is to say I've
solved myself. Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
For anyone out there who's listening and thinking kind of, wow, I need to check in, I need to work on me. How would you recommend people going about using performance to kind of work on their mental health?
Mm. performance might not be the thing for some people.
Okay.
So it might be, they might just need to start writing their feelings down first in a private space that allows us to express in a way that we might not be able to express to other people. So yeah, I'd probably start with writing before, I think performance might come a bit later on.
Mm.
So I would just begin with writing.
Mm. It's like a 12-step process. You've got to make your way through, like a yes-no chart.
And each person will come up with their own ways of expressing.
Yeah.
Someone might not ever get to dance and they might realize that painting all on canvas is their thing, for example.
Yeah.
Or writing children's books is their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I know you work a lot with spoken words. That's right. Obviously something that you
Yeah, it's work a tool
with.
That I'm, you know, really comfortable using.
Mm. What is it about spoken word that you like so much?
I can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to have, tools with me, like paintbrushes or anything. And I don't need to be in a specific studio to be able to rehearse. I can write things in my mind as I'm on the bus.
Mm, absolutely.
So, yeah, the easy accessibility of it all.
It's on the fly.
Yeah.
It works anywhere.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people need to recognize as well, is that you don't have to be sitting on a couch in a small room to work on yourself and to work on your health. It's everywhere. An anywhere, anytime.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.